League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sharara.
You get delivered a beer by a dude wearing a purple kilt, looking like a robotic Viking. They don't even have a website to this joint, and you just drink it.
They do have a website.
It looked like he printed it on a dot matrix printer.
It's like those homemade business cards you get at Walmart. You just buy, like, they're in the sheet. He just bought a pack of beer labels and some business cards and just printed it all.
And the bottle caps. Notice anything unusual about the bottle caps?
There's nothing on them.
There's nothing on
them. That's called cost savings.
Yeah.
They do have a, it's a StessyBrewingCompany.com. They have a website.
Okay, all right.
And an Instagram, Stessy. Oh, they spelled it wrong, though.
Oh, they spelled left, their whole
they left the
Instagram
T out.
Wrong, huh?
They left the T out on the Instagram. Either that or on the paper. One of the two.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And we're hearing through the text messages here of some people with
You know what?
Quite unusual thoughts on how to get... It's a sad world that people try so hard to get high.
You thought it was just me being a dumbass. These dudes are making me look like Stephen Hawking getting high. Like, this is... One guy said, yeah, we snorted Kraft Parmesan cheese.
What?
Yeah.
Still, like, what? Texter, please inform us of your age when you did this.
Yes, yeah, because it was 3 weeks ago.
If a youngster knows anything about snorting anyway, he probably snorted that after he ran out of Coke.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it was.
You know, yeah, he didn't put a date, so it might have been 3 weeks ago. John L. text back, I want to know when you... and then we got another text that said, I had a classmate that sprayed Banaca spray up his nose at school.
Ouch.
Why would you do that?
Man,
I'm sure he thought, watch, I'm going to mainline this Banaca. And yet,
Craig B. on Twitter at H-Town Texan says that as a kid, I was told putting toothpaste on orange peels and leaving them in the sun would make you trip. Yes, I tried it. So you just
did it.
You put the toothpaste on some orange peels and set it in the sun and you sat there and thought you'd get high watching it. What? Or am I missing the
stuff? No, then you got to put them in your mouth, I guess.
Oh, okay. Well, he didn't like, say that.
So I want to know, did it, though? Did he say whether he tripped or not?
He said, yes, I tried it. He has not confirmed
if it worked or not. Because I'll go get some oranges right now.
After he'd been snorting orange peels for all these years, he would be a little slow to reply.
Yeah. He doesn't even know if this is real life right now. What's going on? I put used coffee grounds in my friend's chewing tobacco. That was Jed. That's not cool, Jed.
Now, I did have a cousin who... used to, and I guess a lot of people do it, but he's the only one that I knew up close that did it, that would take his cigarette ashes and put them in his beer.
Oh.
You never saw that?
And put it in his own beer?
Yeah, and drink, and yeah.
What?
Why
would you do it? That's so nasty. Why? No. I would never do that. On accident, maybe, if I was already drunk.
You smoked. I never really smoked.
That's nothing worse, like, because you'll have, like, a something next to you, and you'll put your cigarette out in it.
Yeah.
And then you'll accidentally grab the wrong bottle and drink it. Oh, God, no. I wouldn't do that on purpose.
He did it intentionally. I'm sure there's an explanation for it. There are people out there who do this.
Yeah, that's weird. Trevor said in the fifth grade, we smoked Indian Beaties. That the guy at the corner store actually sold to us. I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what that is either.
Indian.
No, I don't know. I've inquired, I never figured it out.
Jerome.
Wait, what? What?
That was the most racist.
He's the third person in the show.
He's not even Indian.
I didn't say he was. That's the point. You racist person just assumed since I said, hey,
why are
Nick,
you pointing at me right now?
Oh,
I'm pointing him and you at the same time.
Oh, my God.
God, goodness gracious.
I've never had people? Hennessy, Jerome. Why would you go straight to Nick?
I just had a Subway sandwich. They almost put mayo on it, Barrett.
Yeah, well, yeah, okay. I see.
You ain't going to fight that one.
No.
Hey, have you seen and there have been reports about it before and institutes that have researched it, but just today the LA Times came out with another story on it that Houston is the most diverse city in the country?
No, but that doesn't surprise me either. I've always felt that way. I've always felt like there's a great mix. When you hear about melting pots, yeah, I mean, as much as I've traveled and did so for business, I could totally see that.
Yeah, it's it's just mainly because we have so many people, different ethnicities in town. But the demographics have changed quite a bit in Houston, too, over the years. It's it's fascinating to me anyway. Then I look and you see that, like in 1970, the percentages of the different racial groups in the makeup has changed so dramatically to now. So like in 1970, it was 10% Latino, 63% white, 25% black, and less than 1% Asian, like 0.7%. And now it's Asian is up to 6%.
Dang.
And
Nick again.
Black is that's you. And black is still hovering around 20, but it's 23 now instead of 25. White, y'all have gone from 63 down to 25.6.
Really?
Yeah, we've been trying to get rid of y'all.
Man, y'all's plan is working.
Trying hard. And Latinos have jumped from 10.6% all the way up to 43.8.
Yeah, does.
But the balance across the board, yeah, I guess, is what makes Houston so
I wonder
unique.
Where all the white people moved. I wonder where they went. My guess would be
Woodlands.
The Woodlands?
Katy.
Are we not counting the Woodlands as the Houston metro area?
I think this may be
it would have to, right?
City of Houston.
Okay,
not Greater Houston.
Oh, okay.
That's I'll have to look at it, but
that would matter, bet. I think.
Oh yeah, because yeah, that's
yeah, because there has been a lot of movement to the suburbs. You know what I mean? Katy, Sugarland, all the different Kingwood, the Woodlands. All that Pearland, so yeah, I could see the numbers changing, but even then, in those suburbs, I would think that the populations would be similar to what they would be, inside the loop or inside the Beltway. But I could be wrong. But yeah, that'd be interesting to see.
Yeah, they call it the major metropolitan area, so it's across the board, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. I wonder if they all moved to like Vider.
Ain't that many people in Vider?
No.
Even white people don't like Vider.
That's true. That's a fact. I'm scared to go through Vider. That's for sure. They're just stuck there.
They won't let us leave. Send help. I ran out of gas in 1978.
The mechanic is still working on my truck. It's been 25 years. Help us. Oh, that's funny.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Now, that cyclist thing I was telling you about.
Yeah.
The Kinder Institute here did a study. So they gave, or they tracked anyway, a certain number of riders for a week to see and what their lives are like for cyclists around town. And the end result showed an alarming number for people who ride bikes. It's not alarming to me since I don't cycle around, but an alarming number of them had near-death experiences or near-crash experiences, shall I say. I guess you don't have to die just by getting hit. Do you? I mean, not everybody dies, right?
I don't think so.
No.
So, it's not mandatory.
Yeah, no, you don't. I mean, it's not a requisite or anything, but it's it was out of the 187, they had 133 incidents that, you know, were almost run over. And you see stories left and right of people getting killed on bikes, et cetera. Yeah. Most people have your attitude, like, get the hell out of the way and you won't get run over.
Like, I don't mind, because I run in my neighborhood. And so if there's sidewalks, though, I run on the sidewalks. You know what I mean? Like, I stay in my lane, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And if I have to run on the street, yeah, I get pissed off when cars aren't paying attention. Like, last week I was in San Antonio. I had a gig up there. And I was running through the neighborhood, and there's kind of it's a busy street. It's not a neighborhood street, but it's right in front of the neighborhood. And this lady, as I'm running against traffic, she crosses the white line, not paying attention, and almost hits me. Mm-hmm. That I get, but
I think we have more of that now than we ever have
because people are on their phones. And, yeah, what I don't understand though is if I'm riding down Westheimer and there's some dude on a bike in one of the lanes, I'm like, bro, this isn't the appropriate place. Like, that's not okay. And it's not just the bicyclists, it's the runners too, but it pisses me off when they start shutting down major roads for a bike mm-hmm. race.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Well, that's just because it's inconvenience and you don't like to be inconvenient.
That's true. But this whole,
that's just white privilege.
That's, yeah, absolutely. That's why I moved to the suburbs. They don't do that. Oh, wait, there's the Woodlands Marathon, Ironman. Never mind. They do that up there. Damn it. I got to move further out. But what is that get together that they have where Monica used to do it? Promotions Monica used to meet up. You know what I'm talking about?
And they would do like a bike ride from here to Austin.
Every hipster and millennial in the city gets together and rides their bicycle around. I have no idea what it's called.
Oh, no. He's talking about one that's in the city. Friday night or something.
I don't remember what it's called.
Yeah,
that's uncalled for because they literally just disrupt traffic.
And yeah, they get all in.
And that's what pisses me off.
Yeah, that's
not just some dude necessarily, unless you're on a major, major road and you're just doing the left signal, right signal with your hand. Yeah, you need to get off the road.
But some people are like, but you're not like that with motorcycles, though, right? You don't mind motorcycles.
No,
but they're traveling way faster, though.
Yeah, they're not holding me up, holding up traffic.
People got pissed off at me one time when I was in Austin, and I got, I didn't want to get on the highway, but I was on my bike.
Bicycle? Well,
no, my bike,
Moped. Motorcycle.
Moped.
Wait a minute.
And I ended up, I accidentally got on the freeway.
No, you're going to stop right there. You actually had an actual moped?
Well, yeah.
Not a scooter. Not a Vespa that was all electric. He had the one that you had to pedal to get it started.
No, moped? Your scooter had pedals on it?
You just said you had a moped.
It was a moped. I can refer to it as my small Yamaha. It wasn't high volume.
Right? We know what we're talking about next.
Bro, I don't. A couple weeks ago, before you came on the show, I said that it's rare to see a black man on a horse, and I was immediately corrected by everyone in the city. But I think I'm going to stand next to the fact that I have never seen a black man on a moped. Forget scooter. There's a difference. I have never in my life seen a black man on a moped. Jerome?
Brother got to get around. We'll be back.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back into the show. 713-780. ESPN is your number. I can't believe you're dissing a brother on a moped, man. Mopeds are dangerous.
That's why you got your calves are so defined. Jerome, I know what Jerome. Jerome's cheap ass bought a moped because he's like, well, if I can't afford gas, at least I can mopedal it.
Working on my vertical.
Oh god, that's hilarious.
Mine was not mechanical. You could not.
You said moped.
It.
There's a difference. You got to get your story straight.
It was a moped.
Get your facts right.
But it was. You could not pedal it.
Well, then it wasn't a moped. It was a scooter.
It's not a scooter. Scooter don't sound manly.
like a moped. Like a moped is getting you bitches. like, excuse me, are you the weirdo that drives that moped? Bitch, it's a scooter. Yeah,
that's me. Yeah,
yeah, that's me.
That's my moped.
Hey, girl, I don't have a helmet, though. You like living dangerous?
Where you live?
I'll meet you there.
How far? A couple miles up the road? Yeah. I'll be there about an hour and a half.
I got no gas, so I'm going to have to pedal my moped. Oh, my God.
Hey, it would go 30. Oh, you're
up
35
the hill?
Downhill.
Up the hill? I'm going to need a minute. Oh, my God. OG Took said, tell Jerome I like him now. I guess he didn't like you before. I don't know what happened. And then he said that
maybe he's moped man.
Maybe he was, but he said, "Hey, the white kids at my school used to snort liquid paper. That's not."
Oh no! That's not. Y'all are not doing well at all.
Yeah,
and our guy with the orange pills and the toothpaste. That
see?
Somebody else told him to put Visine on his tongue. He said that didn't work either. You do know that Visine gives you like serious diarrhea. That's why somebody told you to do that.
Was it really?
Ooh, yeah.
Nick, try it.
He saw that in that movie Wedding Crashers. That's why.
Is it?
Yeah. You know when they put the Visine, when Owen Wilson put the Visine in the drink so he can get rid of the dude, so he can get with the chick. Yeah.
No, I didn't see that.
That's what Jerome saw.
Try it.
No,
Have you tried it, Nick?
No, it's legit?
Like if you put Visine in somebody's drink, they're really?
Yeah.
Really?
Flight attendants used to do that to
No.
when they got really upset at
you
somebody.
Would do that?
Really? I never did that. No, I wouldn't drug anybody. I don't play like that.
You're a liar.
But yeah, somebody real. You put Visine in somebody's coffee, they're going to have some issues.
Okay. I mean, that was the first time I learned about
it.
Yeah,
I knew about that.
That's where I get my education.
Oh, my God.
Clearly. And you sound so educated. 713. Is that why you don't ever get laid?
Yeah. I get my education from movies. I don't know where he got that. I don't know how he put that together, but okay.
Nick's like, I'm just going to sit over here and drink my beer out of the styrofoam cup. Why did you pour it in the cup?
They learned that on TV.
Yeah.
From movies. From Wedding Crashers.
Oh, my God. That's so good.
Yeah, it comes in a bottle. I figured that's what it would be for, but man. I saw this, and I saw it on your list there, too, Nick. I had it on something I was going to check. I saw a lot of clips last night from the little reunion of the Boston Celtics. And I don't even see, you know, everything Boston gets blown out of proportion and turned into something bigger than it was. But they are some interesting characters. So Kevin Garnett and obviously Kendrick Perkins, who I've known since he was in high school, so I know him really well. I saw some clips from it. It was pretty funny. They seemed to be having a good time. And one of the things they talked about was Ray Allen not being invited to the group get-together, the reunion of the championship team. And it was all because they were all pissed off that Ray Allen left and went to the enemy and joined the Miami Heat to go try to win another ring. And the way he did it, he didn't even, you know, give them a call and hit anybody up and say, hey, man, look, you know, I don't think we can win anymore. Miami wants me. I'm out.
So I see the second part of that. It's the first part that I think you could just leave that off on the list of reasons to be mad. I mean, you're talking about the NBA where everyone switches teams for money or other reasons or championships as you get older.
Yeah, but
that's what Garnett did. That's how he ended up in Boston. He was chasing rings.
No, but see, that's part of the way they describe this specifically. Is part of it was Garnett wasn't going out of his way to leave Minnesota. He'd been there a long time. People have been telling him he needed to get out of there. He met up with Ray Allen and Paul Pierce, and they talked about it and said, okay, do I want to do this? Do I want to go to that racist city in Boston? So I want to come and play there to try to win a championship. We're going to be boys. We're buddies. We're friends. We're family. And they all came together and got it done. And then Ray Allen just left without the conversation,
that
without
part
the
I
discussion.
Get.
But and to go to the enemy, well, they've been battling the Heat, you know, and they beat them and held them down. Or they've been battling LeBron more specifically. Even.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think it's a little on the sensitive side, don't get me wrong, but that sensitivity is still not met when the guy isn't a man about it. So, like, I think Russell Westbrook is was a little sensitive about Kevin Durant leaving to go to the Warriors. Who cares? He wants to do it, whatever, knock yourself out. But Durant should have gave him a call, shot him a text, say, yo, man, I'm out. Peace. I'm hopping on my moped, heading out west.
I'm pedaling west. I agree. See, and that's the thing. I think if you're going to be mad at Ray Allen, be mad because he didn't put a bow on it like when you guys started it. The three of you got together and agreed that, hey, we're going to form a big three in Boston and go win some championships. At some point, he needed to go back to them and say, guys, look, we did our thing. I want to go chase a few more rings in Miami. You know I love you. I'm going to always be, you know, with you guys in my heart and this and that, but I'm going to go.
And they say that they would have been cool with that.
And that's the part. But to just list the fact that he did do it as a reason is that's being petty if that's really part of the reason. If it's just that he didn't talk to him first, I get that. I totally get that. That's fine. Yeah. Because you are teammates. You're a family. Yeah. And you have to have that in order to be successful. So I get that whole, like, you know, if Nick wanted to leave.
But Shock just bailed on you, and tomorrow he's.
Exactly.
You know,
he did that already,
show,
by the way, once. You know. He left and moved back to Baltimore in the middle of Houston game day, like 2.5 years in. Yeah, he did that.
But he hollered at you about it.
He did.
He kept you in the loop.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't just show up Sunday morning and go,
what the hell?
Where's Mike?
Yeah.
I just don't think they have to let him know and be so definitive about it. Why can't they just go up to their teammates and say, hey, I'm not necessarily leaving the team. I'm just exploring my options. Why can't you just do that?
But I don't understand. I don't understand.
I think if you
why,
go and say I'm going to leave, it's going to change their approach. Like they're not going to be as friendly as teammates. They're not going to be as willing to work with you.
But it's the off season. There is no work. You're not even doing anything. So yeah, I'm with you. You just hit up and say, hey man, look, free agency starts next week. They're talking a whole bunch of crazy money, and you know, I might have to take it. I don't know. They're like, hey man, and a good friend would tell you. Do what's best for you.
Yeah,
man.
Go get that money, man.
Do what's best for you.
The funny thing is Aaron's Fetus has a great point on Twitter. He said, let me get this straight. Are we talking about the WNBA? Because it does sound pretty catty. It does sound like, hey, man, you hurt our feelings.
Yeah, hold up.
You went and chased some money and rings without us.
So are you and Aaron's Fetus trying to say this is womanlike?
I'm saying being catty like that is. Yeah, thank you, Jerome.
Really?
So hey, did you get the license plate of that bus Jerome's trying to throw me under again? I just got ran over by a moped. Did anybody see who was driving that thing? Yeah, but you know what, Jerome?
Never think you
I'm not
me.
Running from it. And it's not the zesty beer talking. Yeah, that's pretty catty. That's pretty catty. All right? WNBA or not. That's pretty catty.
I'm just saying, you know, I don't consider that female behavior at all.
Oh,
right?
No.
You know, I don't see women like that. That's not how I...
Yeah, because you drive a moped. Because you drive a moped. That's why you're getting high in the fifth grade and rolling around on mopeds. No wonder. And despite what you said at the beginning of the show, I'm beginning to think you do own a cat. I'm just saying.
We will have no more pussy discussion today. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You want to talk about whether Michael Jordan can be passed by LeBron James as the best ever?
Let's do it.
Why you want to talk about that?
I do.
That's what they do on regular radio.
Oh, well, then let's not. Let's talk about snorting whiteout again.
Let's go to something more entertaining. Yeah. We'll find something more entertaining than that when we come back. This is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back into the show. Oh, this black man on a moped. That's why I don't like doing radio with you, man. It gets too... You didn't divulge too much personal information.
Were you about to say BS
I kept that quiet for a while.
No one knew you had a moped in college? Well, okay.
I moved on past that.
Yeah, Sure. It seems to still haunt you. This is what I want everyone to do that has a phone or a laptop in front of them, because Jerome showed me the exact moped that he has.
I was just trying to give you a picture.
Cut his mic off. He's going to try to weasel out of this. There is no getting around this. I want everyone out there to pull up a browser and Google the exact words Yamaha moped 1984, and the first blue one that you see is the exact moped that Jerome rolled around in college on.
Oh my god, it looks like a bike.
Getting no ass. There is no way you had sex in college driving this thing. Why is the seat so big?
It's like a baby blue, it looks, a turquoise blue or something.
Dude,
that's what the gas tank was.
That
big seat. Somebody rigged that one. Mine had a regulation seat.
Oh, regulation, Jerome.
It's a cute little thing, though.
Jerome, you set black people back 20 years by riding on this thing. What are you doing? And then, of course, when I mention the fact that you never see black people on a scooter, immediately I get two tweets with pictures of brothers on a scooter. Look, right here. Here's Jerome.
The last one they barely caught him. He looked like he was going. I know he wasn't going that fast. So.
They must have been passing him going quickly. And then someone tweeted me, Dr. Dre said, yo, Jerome was the dude on the moped that passed you leaving town the other day. If you missed that story, yeah, I got passed by a guy on a scooter sitting still on the Katy Tollway. That must have been you.
Man.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Nothing ticks me off more than paying a toll and having
sitting there. Yeah, oh, I was irate. It's that Katy Toll Road is a racket. It really is. Yamaha moped 1984. Beautiful. Katy. Huh? Yeah. You never been on the Katy? Don't pay.
I never gotten out that far. And thought I need to get on the toll.
Well, as bad as the traffic was when I left Wednesday, I thought I would do it. And then I spent $5 to get passed by you on a moped. Not a good investment, I'll tell you that.
You're not living wise. That's the problem.
If I would have had a moped, I guess I could have weaved in and out of traffic.
It's hot, man. Come in. You may have gotten laid in college if you had a moped.
I don't know. About as much as you, at least, which would have been a never. So how long did you have this moped?
A few years. I mean, you know.
Now, how did you?
Well, I had one, and then it was stolen, and then I got another one.
Who is out stealing? You know what I want? I want me a badass moped. That's what I want. I'm going to go out. Yo, I know where we can get a moped. Well, where? On college. At the college campus. No way anybody's riding a moped in college.
Well, it didn't take long for people to realize that, I guess these things weren't as valuable, perhaps, as the individual owners may have thought them to be.
Yeah.
So the designers just designed them where your key would work 20 or 30 different ones. I mean, you just walk up to one and it would start just, with, you know.
That was terrible.
You know. Well, it didn't start. You turn it on and then you, you know. You
get start that, pedaling. I'm willing to bet yours was a full start, like a lawnmower.
And if you didn't have a key, you just, you know, put something in there and twisted it. Yeah, it was pretty easy to crack.
Oh, my God, dude. So my first question, I can't get off the subject. I'm sorry. I'm fascinated by the fact that Jerome Solomon rode around college on a moped. How did you come about?
But, hey, you do know. Notice from the picture, it did not have pedals.
Well, then we have to stop calling it a moped, because a moped has pedals. You rode a scooter. No, that's just the fact, Jerome.
Scooter, that's just weak.
Jerome, you can't run from the truth. You rode a scooter. Now, how did you acquire said scooter? Did you have to walk in and look another man in the eyes and say, yo, how much is that scooter?
Definition of moped is a low-power, lightweight, motorized bicycle.
Bicycle, exactly. Which implies pedals. You had a scooter, dude. Now, did you have to go look another grown man in the eyes and say, hey, how much for that scooter? Did you have to?
Hey, he's selling them. So
hey, he's making a profit.
Can't be shame.
He's making a profit. At least he's making money to go take a woman out with. This is your plan. He's selling you your plan.
I was a teenager.
Okay. You were 19? I
graduated high school at 17.
Oh,
I was a kid.
Okay.
You know?
And you thought.
It's a big campus.
And you thought, my best chance of getting ass in college
This was about getting my ass from class to class. This wasn't
your priorities were all wrong, obviously. Obviously. Because you know what I would have said? You know what? I'm going to save the $250 that I would spend on this scooter, and I will just use it to buy beer and catch a ride with my friends. And then you wouldn't have been, honestly, how long did you have this? Your whole entire
years.
The 6 years you were in college?
I'm still in college. What are you talking about? 713-780. Oh,
God, that's good.
ESPN is your number, 713-780-377. Wait a minute. Huh? Didn't you get married in a Datsun or something?
No, I got married in a Ford Focus.
A Ford Focus?
Yeah.
Really?
Because we were focused on love, Jerome.
You a grown man getting married in a Ford Focus. You going to dog a teenager on a moped?
Yes. Because you know what?
I'll get in the line with the teenager on the moped than the grown-ass man
Ends, one of us got laid and the other one didn't. Yes, that's exactly what I'm doing.
Point for you.
It's not my fault my wife is frugal. I would have at least gotten us like a Fiesta or something.
Man.
She was focused on love. That's how I look at it. She was focused on love.
Or them tea leaves you had us smoking. Yeah,
that's what it is. Oh, God. That's so funny.
Well, we lost him anyway. I was going to let him go in on it. I really don't have any interest in the LeBron.
Somebody called thinking you were serious.
Jordan conversation.
You really don't?
No, I don't.
Is it just lazy radio? Is that why?
It's not entertaining to me. I mean, it's, you know, some people think that anytime you have something where there's no right answer or everybody will get riled up because they want to defend their guy. I'm like, yeah, but what? I mean, let him play.
Yeah.
Let him play. Let it. You know, that their career ends, and then you could argue, debate it. I don't get the early argument. I mean, and I was listening to something on yesterday, and then a guy was arguing, "Oh man, Steph Curry will outdo all of them by the time his career's over." No, he won't.
No, he won't.
He can win 9 championships. He's not going to be. I don't think the greatest.
No one's ever going to
player ever. No.
Yeah, no one's ever going to have the argument that he is the best person on the planet to have ever played basketball.
It does not work that way at all. Now, what LeBron is doing right now is ridiculous. I mean, he's at another level compared to everyone else. But you know,
that's true. Because I wasn't buying the whole. I'll flip the switch in the playoffs. I was like, yeah, it doesn't work like that.
Until he flipped the switch.
And maybe it does.
Yeah.
Maybe it does work like that because they're making people look silly. Like, you wouldn't have, and I said this because everyone got on me because I had picked the Raptors to make it to the finals. And I did that because they had the best record post All-Star break. And the Cavs had the worst. The Cavs were sub 500 after the All-Star break. You would never know that if you didn't watch the season after the All-Star break. If you just started watching it in the finals, you would think, well, this was the first or second best team in the NBA. Had to have been. It's just crazy.
Well, they know that for them, what happens in the postseason is far more important than what happened during the regular season.
Yeah, like the Spurs are, kind of.
Why would you torture yourself to try to finish first and, you know, risk injuries or play through injuries when you don't have to?
Yeah.
Because their season doesn't begin until the playoffs start. And they still haven't beat anybody, but they're beating them impressively.
Yeah. That's true.
We'll get into some more NBA when we come back because I need to get back on to what we started at the very beginning if you weren't around.
Almost 2 hours ago.
I'll touch back on that once again. This Kawhi Leonard, James Harden, the Rockets and Spurs go at it. Game 5 tonight. 82% of the teams that win Game 5 when the series is tied 2-2 go on to win the series. Which one of these teams will do that? We'll discuss in a minute.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Jerome Solomon subbing in today. Hit us on the show, 713-780-ESPN. Send in those texts. quite a few hilarious ones to this point. Very entertaining. On Twitter, @Jerome Solomon, @Barry is funny, @TheProducerNick.
Why you always hesitate every time you mention my Twitter handle?
I have to try to remember you.
That's not nice.
No, trust me, I'm being as nice as I can, dude. I'm giving you all the respect you deserve.
Wow.
Jerome,
oh, my God.
Wait a minute.
Death blow. Finish him.
I didn't mean anything by that.
Oh, no. I didn't mean anything.
Shots fired.
Yeah. Shot. Wow. Man, I didn't mean anything by that mean-ass comment.
Yeah, I know. I let you go last every time when I call us out. Let me. Oh, my goodness. What else do you want?
That's so funny.
Now people are sending pictures of half-naked women on mopeds.
I know.
That's right.
We got one that said, hey, man, I grew up in the Midwest. We rode mopeds all the time.
See?
By the way, I'm black despite my name. It's Trevor.
Bruh. Trevor, no, don't help me out, bro.
Just go by T.
That ain't help. The T-Dog or something, man. Come on, man. You going to help a brother out, help a brother out. Don't.
Me and my buddy Kyle, we rode mopeds all the time. I pumped him on my handlebars. No, he was black too. Yeah, no, he was totally black. I had pegs on my moped. And stop it, Trevor. You're not helping Jerome right now.
No, I don't need any help.
No.
I'm not ashamed.
That's
at
so
all.
Funny.
Lauren Pope trying to act like I was trying to say motorcycle and let it slide. Well, yeah. Gary pressed me on the issue.
You had to look it up, didn't you? Uh-huh. Oh, that's funny. Good stuff.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Let me do this.
Okay.
For you Kawhi Leonard lovers out there. Kawhi Leonard, well, let's start with James Harden, who led the league in assists, who had a season where his numbers haven't been done ever. The kind of numbers that he put up. And this season, in the regular season, James Harden had 906 assists. It led the league in assists. 906 assists. Kawhi Leonard has 903 assists in his whole career.
Okay.
James Harden had more assists this season than Kawhi has in his entire career. And y'all are sitting there trying to tell me he's a better basketball player than James Harden?
What position does Kawhi Leonard play?
What basketball?
What position?
He plays on the court.
Is he wait a minute.
It doesn't matter.
Is he the Tony Parker of the team? Is he the point guard?
Tony Parker is not the Tony Parker of the team.
Yes, he is.
Tony Parker played 15 minutes a game. He barely counts.
He still ran the offense.
You're the best player on the team. What position did LeBron James play?
Whatever he wants.
Thank you. If you're a man, you're the baddest man on the team. You play whatever position you want. Kawhi Leonard's not good enough to do that.
Neither
he can't
is Harden,
handle the
though,
ball.
But
he's out there walking and traveling and stumbling and bumbling.
Neither
is Harden.
Harden can't play 5 and 4.
He's going to be playing some 5 tonight. I guarantee he'll be playing some 5
Posting
on
up.
Defense. But that's just a, you know, that's when you're getting way into the weeds on it. But to try to diss James Harden compared to Kawhi Leonard, James Harden's not as good an athlete as him and puts up better numbers, plays better, is more important to his team players.
Okay, but here's the thing, though. Here's the problem with the argument. He hasn't done that over his entire career that he's been the starter and the focal point of this team. He's done it 1 year.
Did he just get out of the womb?
When he was switched
from
shooting guard to point guard and was surrounded by dead-eye shooters in a system that would allow him to these assists.
I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about Kawhi Leonard.
No.
Kawhi Leonard's never done what James Harden is doing.
James Harden never did what he was doing until D'Antoni came along and designed a system for him and moved him to point guard. Otherwise, he was a scorer. That was it. Not a great distributor of the basketball. He wasn't allowed to be.
He's always had a high number of assists. What are you talking about?
He's never put up these kind of numbers, Jerome.
It hadn't been as ridiculous, but he had more assists last year than
Well, then why is it this is the first year and this is the first time you hear anyone going, wow, that James Harden can really pass the basketball. That was never in the conversation before. It was always about his beard and his ability to do the Euro step.
People are so busy talking about his beard and not about everything else he does. Kawhi Leonard, the most assists he's ever had in a season, 200.
Okay, but he doesn't play point guard.
James Harden had 600 assists last year. He didn't play point guard then.
He was James Harden. He still brought the ball up.
James Harden had 200 assists when he was at Oklahoma City coming off the bench. Well, he had more assists coming off the bench at Oklahoma City than Kawhi Leonard has ever had in a season. Ever.
But Kawhi Leonard was never the one. This is his first year as being the man.
James Harden wasn't the one when he was at Oklahoma City.
No, he's coming off the bench.
He wasn't even the two, the three, the four, or the five. He was the sixth man.
He was the three.
You didn't get that. That was too moped for you. You want me to slow it down and pedal? Let me pedal. Let me turn off the engine and pedal this too.
You're gonna pop a wheelie in here now. You better be careful.
But no, all I'm saying is people want to give Kawhi Leonard extra credit for defense, but yes, not give James Harden extra credit for running the entire show. And you get a lot more extra credit for running the entire show than you do for being a good defensive player.
I think the difference is...
And a great defensive player. Kawhi can really, I was going to say.
I'm not taking anything away from him. Yeah.
But let's not diss James.
But the difference is, I'm not making the excuse one way or the other, but what I'm saying is I think people look at Kawhi and say he's a more complete basketball player because he can play both ends, he can score, he can do a lot of things. James is not one-dimensional. He has multiple dimensions on offense, but he's limited defensively.
But he is limited. But he is unstoppable. And this is the difference. Check this out. You say what Kawhi can do on defense, right? But you can get him. You can light him up. You can score on him. James is unstoppable offensively. You know,
James goes cold. James can stop himself.
Yeah, right. He can stop himself. The other night, Kawhi was on him. What'd James do? 28-12. The Rockets win by, he didn't play the fourth quarter at all. The night before that, he had 43 points. Kawhi was on him. Don't.
I have no argument for that. You're right.
Mr. Defense, where you at? Where you at?
Okay. I have no argument for that. I mean, the numbers don't lie.
But on the last.
Oh, here you come.
Hey, I'm sorry. But on the last loss, wasn't the emphasis more by San Antonio to play more attention to the perimeter players outside Harden and let Harden do his thing? Wasn't that the whole emphasis by San Antonio? They were trying to take out the perimeter players.
Let me tell you the flaw in that logic. And it was a good try by you. I'm very impressed.
No, but wasn't that the argument?
It was a coaching sentence, and you put it all together, and it sounds good and everything, too. But the flaw with that argument is you're saying we didn't give the greatest defensive player on the planet help against James because we wanted to stop everybody else, which means you can't stop James Harden. That's the point. That's the point. If Kawhi is going to stop James, he's going to need a lot of help.
Yeah, but that doesn't make him an overall better basketball player than Kawhi Leonard. It makes him a great offensive scorer of the basketball.
It makes him more important. He also happens to turn the ball over a ridiculous amount of times. It makes him a more important player because he controls everything on the court.
For this year. That is correct.
No, he was that way last year.
I mean, he would know.
His numbers went up. He's that way the year before.
He finished
second in the MVP voting 2 years ago.
2 years ago, yeah.
Last year he had a better season.
But with Dwight in the lineup, he wasn't controlling everything. There was too much drama back and forth between the two about power and stuff like that. So it wasn't the same.
But that's boardroom discussion. On the court, James ran the show. James is a great basketball player. I think here in Houston, people have just, they've lost the sight of how good of a player this guy is and how special his skills are, because if anybody else could do it, they would be doing it. Kawhi Leonard can't do what James Harden does because he's not as good. It's not because he doesn't want to. It's because he's not that good.
Oh, Kawhi Leonard?
He's not as good as James Harden. Not that good. He's not as good.
Offensively. Yeah, there's a whole other half to this game called defense.
Okay.
And you got to be able to play that. It doesn't matter if you can score 30 if you're giving up 28. Like, that's not great.
You win by two.
I'd rather take a dude that I'd rather take a dude that scores 25 and plays defense than a guy that scores 35 and doesn't.
Well, good luck. Good luck. You won't. You will.
Really? You what? Do you end up with the second best record in the league, as the Spurs did, with the second best defense?
With you end up with the second best record in the league.
Yeah.
In a league where LeBron James them decided they didn't want to try to have the second best record. You know, second best record in the league too. And the third best record is a team that has won.
Stop, let me finish the sentence.
You, with the third best team, has one good player on the whole team, one great player, and a bunch of less than great players by far. None all-stars. You've got a team with four or five guys who've been all-stars, two or three guys who should be all-stars.
You're talking about
San Antonio? San Antonio. And you've got the Rockets who have one all-star, period.
Who are the all-stars on San Antonio? Name the other all-stars on San Antonio.
Oh, so all of a sudden now LaMarcus Aldridge is garbage? He can't play?
Yeah.
Well, that's what he's looking like? Yeah. That's how he's playing?
Oh, stop.
He is a shell of his former self.
We're talking about all year, all season, yeah, and his ability, period.
Yeah.
But LaMarcus Aldridge is a ball player.
He is absolutely a ball player.
All of a sudden, you think Ryan Anderson is better than LaMarcus Aldridge?
I'm saying
you think Nene is better than LaMarcus? Stop it.
On the teams, if you look at it,
Paul Gasol is older, but he's better than everybody on the roster.
Of the 12 players on both sides of the ball, LaMarcus Aldridge is the third best player. There is without a doubt. I would say that. Kawhi and Harden, we can argue. Then LaMarcus Aldridge. But when it comes to top to bottom, supporting cast, James has way more around him.
You're out of your mind.
Who does?
You are out of LaMarcus Aldridge, mind.
No. You're insane.
You are absolutely.
Lou Williams, Eric Gordon, Ryan Anderson.
You're talking about doesn't play defense. Lou Williams.
I'm talking about scoring.
You bring up Lou Williams in this conversation.
I'm talking about.
Get out of here.
Those three right there.
Lou Williams.
Who does
really
Kawhi have besides Aldridge?
Lou Williams.
Yeah, that guy that should have won Sixth Man of the Year if he would have came to the Rockets. Yeah, that guy. You know, the James Harden. Yeah.
He's so good. He can't even start. 713-780 ESPN. 713-780.
That's how deep they are. He can't start. Last word.
7-7-6. Put them all on Mopez as far as I'm concerned. What happens tonight? Oh, Mr. Kawhi Leonard goes out and scores 60 and leads his team to victory?
Not 60, but I think they'll win tonight. You think the Rockets go on the road and steal one? I mean, honestly.
I don't call them thefts. They didn't steal game one.
Didn't they, though?
They stole game one. They won it by, what, 27 points?
Ooh, I mean, you go on the road.
They tiptoed in and snuck out. Did they turn the lights off and flip the scoreboard, and then the lights came back on? And like, wait a minute, what happened to the score?
Where did we go? Yeah.
They're like cat burglars.
When you go on the road in the NBA, in a semifinal game and beat the second best team in the NBA, regardless of how you did it, you stole one on the road.
The Spurs are not the second best team in the NBA.
They were by record. Are you saying the regular season doesn't matter by record?
God. Do you think the Rockets? So the Rockets are a better team?
Who's the second best team? If you say Cavs, that's fine. If you say anyone else, you're wrong.
Oh. Why do you sound like that?
Are you pooping over there? What are you doing?
What is going on?
I'm crawling in it over here. Y'all are throwing it at me all over the place. Stop it. Take your poopy positions off somewhere, okay? Spurs are not the second best team in the league, period. Yeah, they finished with the second best record, but they're not the second.
I'll give you that. I think the Cavs are proving that, but they're probably the third.
And there's a pretty significant gulf between
second and third.
One and two and everybody else. The Rockets, Spurs, they're all
that's a second part of tier.
They're all everybody else.
Yeah, I would agree.
I'm giving you crap about Kawhi, but the Spurs are better than the Rockets.
Yeah.
Spurs have better players than the Rockets. The Spurs are not better than the Rockets because of Kawhi Leonard. They're better because they're better.
Okay. I was going to say, if you had to bet your moped over the next three games, who wins? Who you taking?
I don't know who's going to win. I wouldn't be surprised either way.
That's fair.
I wouldn't be surprised either way. But I do know this, that if one player is going to dominate two of the next three games and lead his team to victory, he's the one with the beard.
All right.
That was a walk-off.
ESPN 97.5.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.